A big part of the federal chief information officer's job consists of filing reports required by Congress or the White House. But a survey of CIOs shows they find two-thirds of the reports at least a partial waste of time. Now, that survey was conducted by the Government Accountability Office. It found the Office of Management and Budget has tried to streamline the reporting process, but GAO says OMB missed opportunities to address some of the challenges that the CIOs encounter. Dave Powner is Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the GAO, and he joins me now. Mr. Powner, great to have you back.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so 36 reports a year, that's how many CIOs have to submit. What is it all about?
Well, clearly there's reporting that's required of the CIOs to OMB, and part of this is to ensure that there's the appropriate management actions. And clearly when you look at the 36 reports or so, there's an opportunity to streamline some of that reporting. Some of it's a little bit duplicative, and I think OMB already had a number of initiatives in place to streamline the reporting. So that's key, because we want the CIOs managing IT, not just submitting reports. However, some of these reports are really important to keep, to ensuring that there's focus and attention on the right priority areas. And actually, if you look recently what happened with the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, FITARA, it actually put in place some reporting to the Congress. It's now required in law on things like data center consolidation and portfolio stat, where we're eliminating duplicative information technology investments. Now, the big takeaway from this is, one, we want to streamline the reporting, but the way the federal CIOs filled out, they had a comment on the utility of the reporting. And clearly, some of it wasn't a surprise that some of this they didn't think was that important. And over time, I do think you want to streamline. But there were some key areas that are now required in law that the federal CIOs report, the majority of the federal CIOs reported that they weren't that useful. And so our big takeaway from this report was to tell OMB to get aligned with the CIOs on what those priority areas are. And in fact, those priority areas are now required in law, and there has to be an annual reporting in many of these areas.
So these would be IT strategic planning, capital planning, security, acquisition, and e-government.
Correct. And I think what the CIOs told us is things like strategic planning, they found that useful. They found things like the annual FISMA report to a moderate extent. They found that useful. But there were things like the recent tech stat processes, where you have an executive review of troubled projects, you know, data center consolidation. There was some reporting on cloud initiatives. And then also I want to highlight the portfolio stat initiatives. These are very important areas to root out some of the inefficiencies on our legacy spend, because right now the federal government spends about $80 billion on IT, and only 16% of that $80 billion goes towards new development. So it's really important that we eliminate duplicative investments, or if we have data centers with a lot of unused capacity, we need to tackle that. And I think that reporting is very essential, and some of that reporting that the CIO said was not that useful is a real disconnect to where we want to go with federal IT management.
Well, that is, in fact, in your report in the summer, you say that's concerning, that the CIOs don't see it as relevant to what they're doing, even though it's a legal mandate to consolidate data centers and so on. So why is the disconnect, and how can the reporting be better to bridge that disconnect?
Well, you know, a couple things. Our reviews have consistently showed, you know, with some of these initiatives, which we are all for, and so is the Congress with the passage of FITARA, that unless OMB stays really consistent with their oversight of federal CIOs, that there's some waffling in terms of progress. And I'll give you an example. If you look at data center consolidation or the portfolio stat initiatives, we had initial baselines on how many centers we're going to close and how many duplicative investments we're going to eliminate. And over time, those baselines seem to change, and you don't actually have the implementation on the elimination of duplication or the closing of centers. So that's the one area. Now, the other thing, that one interesting twist on our report, Tom, is we administered this survey prior to the passage of FITARA. FITARA passed in December, and we actually administered the survey and followed up with the responses, you know, in the late summer, in like the fall time frame. It would be very interesting to see now, with everything that's required in law, whether the CIOs would respond the same way they did last fall or early winter.
Because often a thing like FITARA is rather sweeping, and it takes them a couple of years even to figure out how to get totally in swing with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's some agencies, what we find some agencies, there's great progress on data center consolidation and tackling troubled acquisitions. And, you know, some agencies, you know, they're a little slower to turn the corner on those initiatives. So that's why we're big, you know, fans of what happened with FATAR. And we actually think some of this reporting, we agree that with the CIOs, it's, there should be further streamlining because we want to eliminate unnecessary reports. But some of these reports are really valuable, and that's why we had the recommendation to OMB that there should be a common understanding between OMB and the agency CIOs on what the reporting priorities should be.
We're speaking with David Powner. He's Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the GAO. I guess one of the purposes behind the reports is to, as you mentioned, make sure people do what they're supposed to, and if you have to report on it, that means you have to measure it, which means you have to show something. But getting to the particular topic of data center consolidation, that was started first in 1995. I saw a reference to it during the Reagan administration about how too many computers doing too many of the same things. And then once again in the Clinton administration and now with the Obama administration. And yet the number is always the same. And so the question maybe then is how to get people to not just report, but actually to do so that it's manifest in the reports.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why with the reporting, it's not just a report for the sake of reporting, but you need to have the key associated metrics, Tom. And I think if you look at FATARA, if you look at data center consolidation, for instance, there's, you know, some annual reporting on closures and savings, and then there's certain metrics where we have better efficiencies in the data centers. You're absolutely right. I mean, when the data center initiative was started, the latest one in the 2009-10 timeframe, you know, the average server utilization in the federal government was about 10%. That's far less than industry average of 60%. So we have all this unused capacity, and some agencies have made great progress. I'll highlight the Department of Treasury. I think they already have over $700 million in savings reported on their data center consolidation efforts. So, you know, we see these pockets of success, and that's why it's good to look across agencies, because you see certain agencies that are doing a good job, and then you can go and actually then, you know, determine why some of the other agencies aren't making as much progress.
Are there any reports that turned up that maybe could just be eliminated altogether?
I do think there's some reports. I mean, if you look at our report, there were some things just in terms of some of them are more associated with just general compliance, and it's hard to tie some of the reports directly to some of the latest IT reform initiatives. Also, too, if when you look at security, there are a high number of security reports, and I'm not downplaying any of those, but I think there were about 12 of the 36, about a third of them were security. You could probably look at some streamlining there in consolidation. In the investment management area, I mean, there's clearly some overlap in some of those areas. So again, I think, and I do want to give OMB some credit, because I think with the Portfolio Stat Initiative, they also have this cross-agency performance goals initiative, which is a higher level initiative than just the IT. They call the CAP goals. And I think there's some IT reporting in that. There's been some streamlining associated with that to date. So there's some steps that have been started on the streamlining, but we just would like to see additional streamlining down the road.
Like the cost of tubes every year for ENIAC, that type of thing they can probably eliminate. And also you mentioned the cost of the reports running as high as $308 million. Does that seem possible?
Well, if you look at what our report showed, is when you look at all these reports on an annual basis, and it's a broad estimate that the CIOs, we wanted to find out, you know, what was the level of effort on this in terms of resources and dollars, and it's a broad range of about $150 to $300 million that CIOs are estimating cost them to report. Now, if you look at the $80 billion spend, that's a rather small percentage. So, you know, if you're looking at $150 million on an $800 billion spend, you know, again, there's streamlining and perhaps you could get that down, but in the grand scheme of things, that percentage is rather low.
But it still is a lot of people doing a lot of things for quite a number of hours.
That's correct. And that's why you want to be focused on, you want the streamlining and you also want to be focused on the priority areas. And that's what was most troubling, was those priority areas. We didn't see enough responses that was key to, you know, furthering, you know, the appropriate use of the taxpayers' money when we on the $80 billion spend.
And final question, in the summary of the report, you say OMB neither agreed nor disagreed with GAO. So are they like pleading NOLO here?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. They neither agreed nor disagreed. They kind of attacked us a little bit on some of our methodological approaches. Obviously, we think our methodology was very sound. They turned around and then said they agreed in principle with the recommendations, especially with the one that, associated with the common understanding on what the priorities are. Here's the bottom line, Tom, is I actually think, you know, OMB, at a time when we're trying to grant CIOs more authorities with FATARA, we want to make sure that we're working with them to hold them accountable and to put them in a position where we can grant them additional authority. So we actually think it's very important that OMB continues to work with them in that manner.
All right. Dave Powner is Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.